to DFM's Last Word on Business with Matt Cooper and Capital Flow, Ireland's fastest growing specialist business lender, capitalflow.ie.
Ian Guider, Markets Editor of the Business Post, is with us for our daily update. And I suppose this is as much a political story, but it's got major business implications as well. The idea that the Amazon boss and billionaire Jeff Bezos could have his mobile phone hacked by the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia. You couldn't make this up.
No, this is an absolutely astonishing story, broken yesterday by The Guardian and continues today. Jeff Bezos, as we know, is the chief executive of Amazon and the world's richest man, also the owner of the Washington Post newspaper. Last year, some what I will call intimate images from his phone that he had sent to his girlfriend, or then-girlfriend, or he was having an affair with her, managed to almost find a way into the American National Enquirer tabloid. People are wondering how that may have happened. Well, there seems to be a suggestion that maybe it started with his phone being hacked with a WhatsApp message sent by the Crown Prince, the de facto ruler of Saudi Arabia, Mohammed bin Salman, or MBS.
Sent from his personal account.
Sent from his personal WhatsApp phone to Jeff Bezos. They had met several times in the past. Mohammed bin Salman has been trying to change the image of Saudi Arabia, trying to encourage investment and diversify away from oil. And that's why he would have gotten to know very many people in the United States. Now, why would Mohammed bin Salman be taking umbrage at Jeff Bezos? Well, as I mentioned, he is the owner of the Washington Post. And we know back in 2018, a columnist from the Washington Post walked into the Saudi consulate in Turkey and disappeared. He was killed, Jamal Khashoggi.
And he's dismembered
in a barbaric and savage attack, which the United Nations report has blamed on very close connections to Mohammed bin Salman. And Mohammed bin Salman, of course, denies this, but it has soured relations with, of course, the Washington Post and several people in the United States.
And also, the Saudis still enjoy the favour of Donald Trump and his son-in-law, Jared Kushner. And, of course, Trump has a major thing against Bezos as well.
Yes, because he also blames the Washington Post reporting and also for various things against billionaires and like Jeff Bezos. But what you have here, and the allegations are denied by Saudi Arabia, is an actual direct link to Mohammed bin Salman to effectively try to, you know, sending this malware, this hacking into the phone. And people are linking it to the attempt, which the National Enquirer magazine also deny, to blackmail Jeff Bezos, who had to come out and say, yes, I am having an affair with this woman. There were intimate photos. I think people can get an image. I think people can guess what they were.
And it cost
resulted in him separating and divorcing his wife and resulting in a settlement running to somewhere in the region of, I think it was $25 to $30 billion. So it is quite an astonishing tale, but all going back to Mohammed bin Salman.
Okay, Netflix. We have new viewer numbers, and is it getting hit by the new Apple and Disney streaming services?
Yeah, we kind of thought that Netflix was immune to all of these streaming rivals that were coming up there, the likes of Amazon Prime. But the figures that it put out last night show that in America, at least, the impact of Disney launching, plus also Apple launching its own streaming service, are having an impact. Overall, in 2019, it added 8.8 new subscribers around the world. It added 420,000 customers in America. That was lower than what had been expected. So it had been expected to add about 550,000 customers. It's also reporting a greater level of churn, i.e. there are people who are signing up and quitting us. And many analysts are blaming that on the fact that Disney Plus service and the launch of all its programming like Star Wars and Marvel is beginning to have an impact on Netflix, mostly in the United States. But if Disney launches, as we spoke about yesterday, in Europe coming on later on in March, could it have an impact on Netflix later on this year? Netflix is already telling its shareholders and investors that they now only expect to add 7 million new customers in 2020. Just looking through some of the other figures, it made a lot of money, Matt. Made a profit of about 580 million, revenues 5.5 billion. They broke out for the first time some of the numbers of what people are watching. An incredible, Matt, 83 million people watch some or all of the Michael Bay film 6 Six Underground, which I think was absolutely dire.
Yeah, when you say some or all of it, I wonder how many people watched 5 or 10 minutes and gave it up.
Well, Netflix are changing what they count as viewers. They had been using something which was actually pretty unique for people that count viewers, that you would have to go through 70% of an episode or a movie to count as a viewer. They're now moving it to what they say the BBC does with its iPlayer and many other streaming companies do, which is effectively to watch 2% of a show or 2 minutes of a show, and that is counted as a viewer, which will obviously boost the numbers. Just some other numbers there: 76 million people watching The Witcher, 73 million The Crown, which I love, and this new series You with a second season of it, 54 million customers.
Comment from Chris, who says, what hope is there for the rest of us when the chief executive of one of the world's biggest tech companies can have his phone hacked? Good point. We have a minute left to us, Ian. Tell us about the latest on the Boeing 737 MAX. Ryanair will not be getting the April delivery that Kenny Jacobs was talking about recently.
No, delayed now until at least June, if not July. This news came out overnight. Amazon telling the customers out there that they will now not be launching or getting it anywhere near certified by US regulators until at least June or July. And a lot of airlines are now saying, amongst privately, I think United Airlines are cancelling their entire summer schedule around having the Boeing 737 MAX in their flight plans. I think, Matt, given the way this has gone on now since last March when it was cancelled, could it even be 2021? And that is what the big fear amongst some of the airlines will be.
I wonder, will it ever happen? Thank you very much, Ian Guider, markets editor of The Business Post.
Today FM's Last Word on Business with Matt Cooper and Capital Flow, Ireland's fastest growing specialist business lender, capitalflow.ie.